you know, I think what I'm seeing and I'm finding very worrisome is the fact that there is so much information floating out there, but it is taking away from democracy. So instead of enhancing democracy, all this information, the fake stories, the disinformation is actually working against us. And the media is no longer able to play its intended role, which is to educate, inform, and entertain. Because how do you educate your readership or your listeners when you are dealing with false information? What you are instead doing is ratcheting up emotions. You are denying people a chance to critically engage with issues, because the starting point is not solid, as it were, because now there's all sorts of information there. And unlike in the past, where you read a story, you listened to a news bulletin, you could make a decision. I think a lot of us now, your sixth sense tells you after you've read something is to say, is this true? Is this correct? And you find you are having to fact check before you can decide or even pass on the information to anyone or use it for whatever purposes that you intend to use the information you are reading an article or listening to an article for. And as a result, it's taking away from the intended purpose of democracy, where you are supposed to make informed decisions. How do you make informed decisions when you are being informed by lies, as it were?
So now, looking at, filtering this kind of information, how do you tell that this is fake news? And for a common person, how do they do that?
It's not easy to tell. I'll be honest with you, even myself, trained media person, I have fallen for fake news several times. But with time now, you learn. If it is a written article, you are checking for spelling mistakes, the grammar, the presentation. And once you pick those telltale signs, but there are others who have perfected the art of fake news, so you then have to go down to consistency. Does this make sense? Is it flowing? But sometimes you will find some of the stories might not make a lot of sense, but they turn out to be true. And this is emanating from the fact that you also have, you know, this trend of citizen journalism, where people are seeing things and are reporting on them, but they don't know how best to do it. And so sometimes the information is presented haphazardly, and there is the danger that you can mistake it for false news when in actual fact it is true and factual, just not packaged right.
So is there any way in which citizen journalism can maybe be used for the sake of enhancing democracy? And even, you know, common journalism itself, can it be used somehow now? Since you're saying that, you can no longer trust sources of news. So how can this be all integrated to come out with some truthful information circulating out there?
I think we have to go back to basics, starting with those that are trained for the job, to just say, you know, address the four W's and H as best you can. And the citizen journalists, they need to be taught. They need to enhance their skills by reading and listening to those that are trained to do it. And I think the simplest starting point is just working with the truth. If it is two people that you've seen engaged in an accident or in a fight, let it be two and not be ballooned to scores of people. You know, those basics, if we start there, we are giving people the correct information, and then from there, they can make informed decisions. But I think there's also need to just go all out to train our citizens on how to relay news or information so that it benefits all of us. And just make people aware that lies will not help us at all.
So now, going forward, Ms. Maziwa, we know that it is very difficult to train everybody to actually understand the art of, you know, disseminating information. But then if we have to go forward, like, you know, with everybody being a journalist, so how best can this be done in order for people to get true information?
I think it just has to start with each individual just saying, you know what, I will try and tell this as best I can, as truthfully as I can. Try and leave out the emotions, try and not to exaggerate and just say, this is what happened, so that the other person gets the correct context and understanding of what it is you are talking about. And if it is audios and, you know, these video clips, let they be clips that give context and meaning to the issue that you are raising. That way, I think we make a start. But I think those of you who are still practicing, you have to take it upon yourselves to bring on board these citizen journalists, help them out to just learn the art of telling a story and telling it as truthfully as possible. Let truth be the starting point, and then the other details can follow later.
Can politicians play any part in this kind of news dissemination in order to tell the truth?
Yes, I think everybody has a role to play. With our politicians, I think the starting point will just be consistency in their messages, because one of the things that tends to happen is the confusion from the minds of the readers arises from politicians who blow hot and cold, depending on their audience. So if politicians can be consistent in their message, we are not saying they should use the same words and whatever, but their messages must be consistent so that, you know, if then they are reported to be saying something out of turn, their readers and listeners and followers can quickly say, no, this doesn't sound like our leader. This doesn't sound like the person that we voted for. And then they go out of the way to try and find out whether he was quoted correctly, the story was written in context. So it really just starts with being consistent with the messages they give out on the various issues that they decide to engage in or engage on.